Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
The Rocket Power Podcast with Joe George and Sean Mapes is on ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Jeremy Pena fielding a ground ball. There's thoughts that, well, he hurt his finger. That we know. Somebody reported that it was a slight fracture in the tip. We don't know. We'll find out. But Jeremy Pena,
fracture in the tip.
Injured in the tip of his finger.
Thank you.
So there's that. Derek Stingley is going to be restructured. And that's just part of the business. Got a $113 million deal. And you just move money. You just give him money up front.
Signing, yeah. Give him a bonus. Yeah. Get money off the cap. You got moves to make. Texans are going to get expensive, and they need to find ways to add to this roster. I wonder what do you think the first big thing in free agency is for them? Do they make a move for – is it Ed Ingram? Is that the big move of this offseason as far as free agency is concerned? Or do they do something a little bigger?
It would be something big offensive line.
The offensive line.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about big. I think Ed Ingram, I mean, I think 13 that they don't – I don't believe that they're going to go out and get a $20 million guard because they just gave one up. You just don't put that kind of money. And I don't know. You think they go? I think they're going to probably draft a right tackle. They'll probably draft in the first round the right tackle wherever they draft. And because apparently I saw Daniel Jeremiah said there are probably 7 offensive tackles, but after that you probably don't see another one till the third round. So if you're going to get an offensive tackle. And the Texans are late, so maybe they will have to move up, or maybe they take that 7th guy. Let's not forget what they take. Dwayne Brown was like the 8th offensive tackle taken that draft, and he turned out to be one of the best. If it's full of offensive tackles in the first round, go get one, Nick. Grab one, and you never know. That guy could be the best. You never know.
Who was the Texans GM at that time?
Texans GM. It was Rick Smith.
At that time, how long ago did Dwayne Brown get drafted?
2008 or 7.
Only asked.
No, 2009.
He was in the 2008 draft, taken by the Texans. I asked that question because I was trying to think of who the GM was and did they have a track record beyond Dwayne Brown of taking offensive linemen? Because we know this guy doesn't. So I hope whoever they take is great, but I don't want Nick picking from the last of the first rounders.
I'd rather he doesn't have much of an option.
I don't. Well, is it because the last one isn't worthy of the first round, and that's why he's there?
No, but he had an option when Kenyon Green was drafted, and he took Kenyon Green.
I don't know that it had anything to do with choice. He's just bad. So even if the guy is waiting for him, he's the last one. That guy could be bad too, and there's a reason he was the last one.
Well, Dwayne Brown was the last one.
Well, that was Rick Smith, Rick Smith, not Nick Caserio. Simple thing: give Jeff Statland $2 million for the next month and a half. Let him do it. Let Jeff Statland do it. Get someone who knows what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure he's going to talk to Popovich, and he's going to talk to
his guys who he hired because they're from John Carroll.
Well, not John. I don't think he's going to go and poll all the students at John Carroll and who do they think. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
And Popovich isn't a John Carroll guy. He went to Fresno State.
Popovich is his offensive line coach.
But he's a Patriot offensive line coach. by the way, you can go talk to Dante Scarnecchia. I'll take that. Even if you don't want to give Stoutland a lot of money to be a consultant, go talk to Dante Scarnecchia.
Well, he might have learned from Scarnecchia. He might have learned something about offensive line. Let's not forget, the consensus is that Cole Popovich did a really nice job last year.
Yeah, I really felt that in the divisional round. I really felt how great he did.
Well.
And I really felt it when I was watching Woody Marks fight for his life behind the line of scrimmage.
Nobody was able to stop the Steelers defense or the Patriots defense.
No, the Seahawks didn't have their way running the football, did they?
No.
Only produced the Super Bowl MVP.
Are y'all starting to get the sense that the tide is turning? Like, during the season, it was all positive. Everyone was hyped up. And then C.J. Stroud happened in the playoff games. And now every single thing the Texans do, we're back to that. We're just going to critique this. And we're just going to be like, what are they doing? This is not good.
Well, I will give them the opportunity. But their history in this particular realm of offensive line stuff, their one shining example is they made the trade for Ed Ingram, and it worked out. So you give them credit for what happened with him. But Caserio's been around since 21. He has not been able to fix an O-line. This is what his fourth go-round. Now, part of it, they weren't trying to win that much early. But he's had 3 years with this quarterback going into a fourth, and he has never provided him with, let's just say, an above-average O-line. Yeah.
And you can't, at this point either, go out and spend because you still have to worry about paying the defense, right?
Well, you're
like, this is going to be really
hard.
Will
Anderson's the next guy, but your key guys have their money. Like Lassiter, Bullock are further down the line. But as far as your guys, Petrie got his. Danielle Hunter, they redid his deal, I believe. And, of course, Al-Shaair got his, right?
Stingley got his.
Stingley. So, Will Anderson, and then you'll wait a couple years for the two other secondary guys.
Yeah, you know, listen. Plus, he started with his hands tied behind his back. He didn't have a first or second rounder in his first draft. He had to get a quarterback. He took Davis Love. He did pick up Nico Collins in that draft. So he was saddled with Laremy Tunsil and that contract, the highest contract of any offensive lineman in the league. And so, I mean, there was some growing pains that had to go along, but he hasn't done a good job with the offensive line. He just hasn't. And, yeah, I agree. I think that the playoff, what they did, what the excitement that we had, the expectations that we had for that team against New England, the opportunity that the team had, I don't know that it's going to be any better ever to get to through the divisional round ever. I mean, yeah, it's disappointing. And, yeah, I think we're looking at them with a a little sideways right now, like, it's same old Texans, can't get through the divisional round, and the offense sucks, wasted a great defense, and Nick Caserio can't draft offensive linemen, doesn't know what he's doing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think that there is some of that real, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they've put themselves in a spot through certainly the trade of Tytus Howard. They need to get something right, and they need to get a lot of it right in a spot that they have no history of getting right.
Oh.
They have so many either guys they need to upgrade with, if you want to talk about Jake Andrews, or simply find a starter-level type player. They have one guy right now, Ursary, that they would say he's part of the present and the future that they can pencil in right now.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work. I saw a place that said, I was reading the mailbag and the Chronicle mailbag, and he said, you know, I'm not sure. They're talking about the offensive line. I'm not sure giving away your best offensive lineman is the direction that you should go. And I was like, was Tytus the best offensive lineman?
Nah.
Was he?
No.
I mean,
but this is 2 years in a row that you've given
up. If that's the best offensive lineman that you have, you're in some trouble.
I mean, they've traded away their most expensive offensive lineman 2 years in a row, but only Laremy Tunsil classifies as their best offensive lineman the year they traded him. Tytus Howard didn't play better than Ed Ingram last year.
No. No, no. And, well, the Nets, Ed Ingram out there on the free agent market is probably a bit of a problem. But maybe he liked playing here. Maybe he'll – I don't know if that'll take a little less, but, you know, it's certainly going to be less than what you would have had to pay Titus to play guard. So, you know, that's a win. That's a win right there. 713-780-3776. Those of you that want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that. Rockets play tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockets with two games, back-to-back.
The great Brandon Podzinski comes to town.
Yep. And L.J. Crier was here last night. That was nice. He was introduced at the Cougs game. That was fun. Calvin Sampson brought him out, and then the players brought him out after the game. And so we got LJ in town, we got Rockets basketball back at it tonight and tomorrow. 8 of the next 10 games at Toyota Center.
I love that.
John, make a little run here.
When we get back, speaking of the NBA, there's this new trend that somebody on Instagram found and made a song about that I want to play for you.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. It's the best song I've heard this year.
It's a banger?
It's a banger about a trend in the NBA and the NFL.
Okay. Right now we're talking about March Madness, and it's coming to Houston. Attendance encouraged, passion mandatory. Get your tickets now. We got the Sweet 16 coming to Toyota Center. And there are tickets available at NCAA.com/MBB tickets. NCAA.com/MBB tickets. Don't know who's going to be here, but it's going to be big. We are a place that has huge events, and we got one of the biggest. When you're talking about Sweet 16s, Toyota Center, going to be a lot of fun. It doesn't matter if you're a fan of the team, you can be there and have it yourself a big time. Get your tickets now. NCAA.com/MBB tickets.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here. More than welcome, John, Raheel, and Dell, as we had the Cougs winning last night. A tough one. That was a tough one. No question about it. They were down 19-9 early on. They started the seniors and then had to pull them out right away and get back to business.
That was the funniest thing. Like, yeah. All right, we're going to put the real guys back in now.
Yeah. Then I felt bad for Ramon. Ramon's been there 4 years. He got 3 minutes last night on senior night.
So the Cougs are in a spot where, all right, even if the worst happened and they lost that game because they got off to a bad start, they're going to be fine. Yeah. How many games, like what – at what spot do you have to be to not start your seniors on senior night? Like, if it was, hey, we got to make the tournament, we got to win this game, you don't start them, right?
No.
No, you start them, absolutely. But you pull them out after a minute or two. You just start them. Everybody starts their seniors.
If you're down 19-9 and you never recover, and
it costs you the tournament. But you don't leave them in for 19-9. You start them. But in a minute or two in, you pull them.
Even if, well, in this case, the Cougs wouldn't be as good as they are now, so it could be 8-2, and that's enough.
Well,
if I need wins, like if I'm Bruce Pearl's kid, who despite his dad's lobbying, is trying to get him to the tournament, if I'm on the bubble, senior night, you guys weren't even here last year anyway. Beat it. It ain't even really senior night. You guys transferred in from Northwestern State.
Yeah, it is unique for the Cougars. Like it was an actual seniors' night.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about early. But if in the transfer portal era, senior night, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating.
You've been here for 6 months.
Yeah, I mean it's different. Yeah, yes. If the guy just got there, although, you know, there was a lot of love. LJ was here 2 years. There was a lot of love for They got still. They, no, there was a lot of love for Uzan.
No, I get it because
well, Uzan's one of your starters anyway. But yeah. You know, I mean,
my favorite team is a team full of guys, in, at least in college basketball, who weren't even on the team last year. Jay Lucas, son of John Lucas, doing a great job at Miami. He didn't have a roster when he took over. Everybody who's on the team right now wasn't on the team last year, and they're going to make the tournament. Yeah. So they have their senior night. I understand, but if I'm on the bubble.
Still, it's their last college basketball game.
All right,
game.
Then we'll play well enough where you get time at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Hopefully we can.
You're guaranteed time at the beginning. You ain't guaranteed time at the end. It's just the opposite of what you're saying, actually.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying my team, we will try to play well enough so you get to play. And if we don't, you don't play.
Well, no, you want him to play. You want
my senior.
It's their last college basketball game.
These guys have been grinding.
It's not their last college basketball game. We got a tournament to get into.
Last home game.
Well, they ain't getting into the tournament. Yeah. If you can't even start them on senior night, they ain't getting in no tournament games.
That's where you should be starting them. Who cares?
And oh, by the way, we might not make the tournament. So, yeah. No, you start them. You're a bad person.
No, I'm not starting you if it costs us a chance to win a game.
It's not a chance. You got 39 minutes to make up for a slow start.
Hey, it took a lot of minutes to make up for that.
When did they take the lead in the game?
But they did. He left them in too long. I mean, normally you wouldn't do that. Normally. And oh, by the way, the starters, by the way, they started their good guys against Arizona, and they got off to that same start.
Well, I'm not taking chances. Yeah. Just different philosophies, Sean. You guys appreciate your efforts. We will honor you. We'll get your jersey in a plaque or whatever they do. They frame it. Your parents will come out here.
Yeah.
Then put on your warm-up and watch us play.
Yep.
We will talk about Houston's newest Hall of Famer later on in the show, but I do have this song for you.
All right, the banger of the year.
Banger of the year. So there's this new trend in the NBA. And a guy on Instagram picked up on it, and he was like, wait, this trend is so real that I'm going to write an entire song that is phenomenal. And he lays out the stats and all of this, and it comes from the account Year Sports, YERR.sports. It's a little bit longer, but, man, it is worth it. And we can pause it whenever you want. All right, here we go.
Why so many Jaylens in the NBA? I think it's way too many Jaylens in the NBA. Went to sleep and it was 10 Jaylens in the NBA. Woke up and now it's 30 Jaylens in the NBA. We got Jalen Smith on the Bulls. And Jalen with a Y playing for the Timberwolves. Think it's a joke, but I'm actually earnest. Tell the truth, that ain't even really scratching the surface. Cause there's 607 players on the court playing. 16 teams got a player named Jalen. And it's really two Jalens on three teams. That's gotta be like 50% of the league. In the crib trying to figure what it all really means. I know their mama raised him like my son is my king. And I could probably recognize them all by facial. And I wouldn't be surprised if they was all biracial. Look, why so many Jaylens in the NBA? I think it's way too many Jaylens in the NBA.
Okay, let's pause it there. I want to get John's reactions. Why are there so many Jaylens in the NBA?
Well, your enemy.
Well, why are there so many Jaylens on the Texans?
Well, they have Petrie, Noel, and there's a Reed, right?
Jaylen Reed. Yeah, that's right. They drafted three ahead of Jaden.
Jaden, which is just an offshoot.
Two Jaylens.
Jaylen. Jaden, you can throw in there, too. It's just an offshoot that people want to be
that
different.
Yeah.
Well, Jalen Rose, which is Raheel's enemy, has taken credit for that, and he's probably right. The name Jalen being a thing.
Could be. Could be. Yeah, I didn't know many Jaylens before Jalen.
Okay.
Before Jalen.
So in the song, he goes on to mention the NFL. We don't have to play the whole thing. You can find it. I'll link it. On Twitter, but on Reddit, somebody did an analysis of the NFL's Jaylens and offshoots of Jaylens, and there are 46 Jaylens in the NFL right now, or variation of the spelling of Jaylen.
The Dolphins at one point had a Jalen Ramsey, a Jalen Waddle, a Jalen Phillips, all spelled differently.
You have three this
year. There's
The Texans did lead everybody, as John pointed out. Jalen Noel, Petrie, Reed, and Smith. The Dolphins were tied with a bunch of other teams with three. Jalen Wright, Waddle.
Oh, and Wright, the other one.
Yeah,
they had
Connors.
Four. They had four. Yeah, the Texas Tech tight end. They had, at one point, four or five Jalens in the offseason. Now, Phillips has been traded. Ramsey got traded. But, yeah, I think they were all spelled differently as well.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's You just can't spell them all the same.
There's just too many Jalens in the NBA.
There's too many Jalens, period. Period. And when will that go away? I mean, we're going to have a – who's – are we going to have now coming up a bunch of LeBrons?
No, Kobe's spelled different ways.
Yeah, I haven't seen –
we're starting to see that
already.
I haven't
seen a kid named LeBron yet.
No, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Kobe, K-O-B-I, K-O-B-E. Yeah. We've seen all different spelling.
Kansas had a corner named
C-O-B-I.
Kobe Bryant. Kansas C-O-B-I. Had a corner named Kobe Bryant. He just spelled it like C-O-B-E-E, I think.
Yeah. We've got Kobe White. We got, we're going to have, probably, I don't know. Not like Jalen, man. Jalen Rose started something there.
Yeah. But no, wait, like, because look, Kobe Bryant passed away in 2020. And after that, it was very emotional. I bet a lot of dads who grew up watching Kobe, like myself, they're like, man, I'm naming my kid Kobe. So in about 15 years, when these kids are in the pro ranks or even getting recruited, let's go 13 years from now, I think we're going to get a big influx of Kobes.
Why didn't you name Hayden Kobe?
It was she was already born. She was three.
Yeah, but you loved him well before that.
That's true.
A C-O-B-I? That would have been a...
No.
Isn't there a Kobe Durant?
Kobe Ramzanali?
Ooh. Cool. That actually has a ring.
Well, now you know what the next kid's name will be.
No, there's no more next kids.
Yeah.
There's no more next kids at this point.
Yeah. Well, and you had you don't even mention the little one. What's her name?
Ilani.
Is that traditional? Mentioned. Or is
That poor little kid. Does she get any attention?
I don't even know. I don't even know if she's... Where is she? Nobody knows. She's just running around somewhere. No, that's not a traditional Pakistani name. That's a traditional Fijian.
How's it spelled?
E-L-A-N-I.
Okay.
Ilani.
Fijian.
How did you come to that name?
We met an Ilani on our honeymoon.
And liked
in Fiji.
It?
And we're like, this is a beautiful name.
Got it.
It was so beautiful that Hayden's middle name is Ilani. And then we're like, let's just reuse this one for the first name.
Huh.
Yeah, that's how much we like it.
Wait a minute. You met her there? You met Nishma there?
No, Ilani. A woman named Ilani.
A little girl.
A little girl in Fiji.
Yeah, we met a little girl named Ilani, and we both love that name so much. We're like, hey, if we have a daughter, then that's going to be her name or some. We'll use it at some point.
And they because Hayden, you were locked into Hayden for some reason.
Hayden, we were locked in boy or girl. That was going to be the firstborn.
Boy or girl?
Boy or girl.
Huh. Hayden Christensen?
I know, it's a name that it can go for either gender, but I didn't know that part of it, where it would have just been the name. And what's the explanation for that again? Why, Hayden? How did that strike you?
Bro, the Star Wars series.
The prequel
Hayden
series?
Christensen?
The prequel series got you?
We loved it.
Okay. The star of
Not
Jumper?
I'm joking. I don't know. We just liked the name.
I was like, what?
We're huge. Wow.
We're a huge prequel series fan.
Prequel series doesn't get enough love.
I thought you was for Hayden Panettiere. Love Heroes.
That's
show.
That's right. Hayden Panettiere. Well, is she alive?
She's still alive. Okay. I know she was married to a Klitschko at one point, but she's still alive.
Okay, good for her.
That difference, she's like 5 feet tall.
She's very,
And she was married to a heavyweight Russian boxer.
You know who's not alive? Lou Holtz.
I did see that. She passed away.
How about nobody even talked about it?
What do you mean?
I didn't see anything about him passing away.
89 years old. Did you see the newspaper trick?
No.
You got to look at it. Go to Lou Holtz newspaper, and you'll see it. And it's like, holy crap, Lou. I didn't know you had that game. Kinds of Lou Holtz stories. Great. He was something special. Now, there was also the clip of him just berating a young producer because they were taking 4 seconds more than they should have on a newscast to get to him. That was ugly. I saw Christian Bale yesterday, and all I can think of is him yelling at that light guy. I don't know. Chris Berman behind the scenes yelling at. I mean, you just like, dude, really?
Like, what are we doing, man?
Of course, that's how I met Wendy.
She yelled at you?
No, he yelled at her. Well, he didn't know he was yelling at her.
I didn't.
Something screwed up on the prompter, right?
The teleprompter was all messed up, and I'm like,
and he was screaming
you can't
about
even
it.
Freaking run a teleprompter back there.
And then she walks out.
And then Wendy walks out, and I was like, oh, I hope we get married.
So this is where the whole "what does she look like" thing came from. When he's a judge, it started back then, where he goes, "Oh, you made a mistake. Oh, look at you. Look, it's Wendy. Never
it's
mind.
Okay.
She's innocent." That's where it all began.
That's where it began. Man, and you're fine. I'll marry you.
It's so hard when you're on air and something goes wrong. And you like, I try to be nice to everybody. I say hi to all the camera guys when I'm doing the UFC stuff. But man, when they mess up something, you're just like, dude, I'm trying to do my job. And it's like, if you mess up, then you get clipped. And then you go, people make fun of you, right? Because your headset's not working. You can't hear. And you say something. You're like, I get flustered sometimes because things will go wrong. I've had one incident only where I just started yelling. Like, I went to the back to the producer. I was like, what the are y'all doing?
Yeah.
But I usually try to.
No, you try to be.
You try your hardest, but man, sometimes
it's hard.
It's a lot, man, the pressure of that.
All right, 713-780-3776. Listen, you want your kid to be great at basketball. They got to have a goal, okay? Your wife wants it to look good. You want the kids to actually use it. So the pro dunk goal is the best goal. It's going to be around forever, okay? Long after the kids are gone, that goal is going to be there. Now, you might sell the house, and the next family might come in, and you know what? They're going to love that. Now, if you got an old beat-up basket that, you know, it's terrible, it's stapled to the garage, whatever, that ain't making it. That ain't getting it. The pro dunk goal lasts. The pro dunk goal will be there for the next family that comes in. And it's part of the curb appeal of your home. It's part of it's got character. It's a sports house. Your kids, they want to be out there. They want to be playing. You want them out there playing. You don't want them on their phone all day or playing video games all day. You want them outside exercising. And the pro dunk goal gets them out there because you can raise and lower the goal so the little kids can even be out there. You're looking for the best way for your kids to play long-lasting and beautiful. It's the Pro Dunk goal. It's not even arguable. ProDunk.com. Raise and lower the goal with a push of a button. ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 is the number. All kinds of NFL stuff going on around the league. The Rams made the deal for Trent McDuffie. Daniel Jones was transition tagged. They're going to probably work out a deal. He's going to want... I mean, that dude is just... Dude is collecting money now. He got all that money in New York, and now he's going to be getting a ton here. Is he a $40 million quarterback?
No.
Well, look at the difference between him when he was there and when he wasn't.
Who all? I got to go
listen,
back. I think they had one or two wins like against legit competition.
Listen, right. Ballard has got to produce this year. Ballard is probably at the end of his rope. He's got to win now. He can't be going losing Daniel Jones. Well, and when's Daniel Jones going to be there, by the way?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play for the entire year.
But look at the quarterbacks that he's brought in. I mean, the Carson Wentz's and the Phillip Rivers and the goodness gracious, he goes old now. It would not behoove him to have to bring in Kirk Cousins. I mean, it would just be a death knell for him. This is win or go home time for Chris Ballard.
When did Daniel Jones hurt himself? It was right before the Texans.
Seven, 8 weeks in?
He hurt himself after the Texans game.
Against
the Jags. Yeah, they beat their two best wins while he was on, well, their well, they didn't win a game after he got hurt. But their two best wins when he was there was the home game against the Broncos when the Broncos got called for leveraging.
Game two.
Leverage. And then they got to kick a field goal again, and they made it. And they also beat the Chargers by two scores. They blew up the Chargers in L.A.
That was a good win.
Yeah, those are the two good ones. So out of the eight that he won, he had two good ones. And, you know, they weren't just beating teams. They were kicking teams' asses. Like, bad teams they were playing. They were,
and by the way, Jonathan Taylor was leading the league in rushing.
He was an MVP candidate until Daniel Jones got hurt.
Yep.
Then they didn't win another game.
And it was an Achilles, right? And he got the surgery right away?
Yes.
He's not playing for another year, so that means he's going to come back December?
What's the date of injury? He got hurt December 7th. Yeah,
that's going to be a full year.
Well, Jason Tatum's going to be back before a year. That's what they're projecting for him.
Yeah, but that's a...
What?
Is he going to be back in nine months?
Well, when did Daniel Jones get hurt? In December, 9 months has you win. September? October?
End of September. Yeah. Let's go.
So that's...
That's four or five games in.
Yeah. If it goes that way.
Yeah, if. Yeah. And how are you going to look? Because it's not going to... There's no...
Well, Kirk Cousins didn't look good in his return. In his initial return.
Rodgers,
of course. We know what it looked like when he came back.
Dude, this is not... I don't get... I guess you have to put that tag on him because you don't want to screw a guy who got hurt. Like, what's the reasoning behind it?
Well,
for that much money,
it's maybe an improv. They did not foresee what the market would be for a guy like Kyler Murray who gets released. Would you rather? We had this conversation. Would you rather have Kyler Murray when you don't really have to pay him because of the offset language? He apparently will get released by the Cardinals, so they'll be paying the bulk of his salary. Would you rather have him, who's a full go going into the year, or waiting on Daniel Jones in late September for $37 million. And that might lead to you losing Alec Pierce because you have to pay Daniel Jones $37
million. Well, Alec Pierce is gone.
Well, yeah, because you're paying Daniel Jones what you're paying him. If you had Kyler Murray on a small deal because he's getting all of his money from the Cardinals, you might be able to pay Alec Pierce.
Well, you might be able to pay Alec Pierce. I don't know that you want that you want to pay Alec Pierce. I mean, it'd be nice, but Alec Pierce said with Kay Adams, he said, I deserve to be a free agent. This was a Kyle Tucker deal. He wouldn't sign it.
I mean, I'm not saying you'd get him on a discount or he would make free agency, but if you came with the deal that he liked, maybe he stays. But you're probably out of that market.
Would you rather have Alec Pierce or Stephon Diggs right now?
Alec Pierce. Because he's 25 and Stephon Diggs at the back half of the season wasn't that productive.
But you don't – probably you're not going to do a long – you're not doing a long-term deal with Diggs.
But what is
– are you going to commit long-term to Alec Pierce?
You're going to have to.
Basically a long ball specialist.
You're going to have to if you're going to get him. Whether you would want to do that, that's different. But what's Stephon Diggs at 30-plus years old doing for anyone? He's fine with New England the first half of the – he wasn't very productive at the end of the season. And then do you want to deal with the other stuff involving Stephon Diggs? You know, the guy had to delay a court case because he had a Super Bowl to try to go in. You want to deal with that offseason? Despite what he thinks of himself?
Yeah, no, I don't. No, Stephon Diggs.
I'm a great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I do want to throw this out there. The Colts believe Daniel Jones will be back by July.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, they're very optimistic that he will be back by training camp.
So they're talking
seven.
You got it. Beginning of December and seventh month of the year, July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7 months or so.
Well, that's a big believing that and it happening are two different things.
Remember, Aaron Rodgers came back after 8 weeks, but he had a different type of surgery. It wasn't the same.
Did he play or did he say he could play?
He could play,
but he never actually played that.
No,
that year when he got hurt.
Yeah.
But it was, I could play, but there's no reason to play.
If this was a playoff game.
For who? For what?
Yeah, I could play. If it was a playoff game, you mean something that's not going to happen
at all? That you're not even close to?
Yeah, but if it was, I could be available.
If this was a playoff scenario, I'm suiting up, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if he's going to be back in July, I guess.
I'd be doing that all the time, by the way. Hey, man, if this was a playoff game, I would totally be there, but it's not, so... And the fans love that. Like, man, look, he's all about winning. He's trying his hardest.
Put a couple of videos of yourself working out.
Yeah, just film a few hard sessions.
Yeah, look, if we had something to really play for, but trust me, I'll be back to start next season.
You're filming it from Cabo?
But you don't tell people that.
Yeah, I'd just be...
Find a nice gym in Cabo or a wake workout or a weight room in Cabo. Like, hey, I'm working. Trust. But you don't even say trust me. Trust. I'm working.
Big trust.
Yeah.
Would y'all rather have Malik Willis or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray. Once again, the finances mean something to me. Like, you're likely getting Kyler Murray on a modest deal.
Malik Willis is going to be a relatively modest deal, too.
If Kyler...
It'll be 25 to 30, and that's what Kyler will be, too.
Because isn't the appeal of bringing Kyler Murray in for a year or two, whatever it is, you can do, is because the Cardinals are paying him the guaranteed 32, whatever they're paying.
36.8. Yeah.
Isn't that the
You
appeal?
Can pay him whatever, but that's, you and, think, well, but if you I pay guess him, it's everything's offset.
Yeah, if you pay him more, then the Cardinals are off the hook for some of it. So you want the Cardinals to pay the bulk, and then you pay whatever Kyler would like to make himself whole.
He can sign for the league minimum 1.3.
Yeah.
And then they have to pay the rest.
Yeah, if he wants to put it on the Cardinals, he can do that.
35-5. Cardinals are the worst organization. The Bidwells have been, I mean, next to the Woody Johnson, I don't know. And, the Bengals and the Browns have their issues, too. But talk about a bad organization. How'd you like to be a fan of those teams? Goodness gracious.
And at least the Cardinals and... in your life have been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Bengals have too, but the Jets, like if you are a 20-something-year-old, the Jets got to be the worst.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, the worst. The Bengals have been to the Super Bowl too. Yeah,
you would at least have those moments.
Yeah.
For now, you have Joe, but he's not happy playing football.
He's not happy. He's sad.
You hear that? Point. You weren't here for it when John turned on Joe.
No, I heard it.
Oh, you heard it? Yeah.
I heard it. He turned on him.
He turned on his guy.
I didn't turn on Joe.
Yes, he did.
You did. You got after him. You turned on Joe.
Kyler will be 1.2, says an agent. I got 1.3, but okay. The league minimum for him would be 1.3, but the agent says 1.2. We'll see.
So you could get a starting-level quarterback for that type of money if you have a good infrastructure around him. What, Kyler Murray couldn't do what Daniel Jones did? With handing it off to Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, if you want bargain basement, but what are you getting with Kyler Murray?
I think if you're the Colts, you think, hey, we have an infrastructure here with Jonathan Taylor, our own line. We'll see about Alec Pierce now. That you throw in a guy who is an average quarterback, and we got a real shot. I think the Sam Darnold stuff will make people believe that, too. And what was Daniel Jones before he got there? What was he? What did people think of him?
Can Kyler play in the cold in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know that he's played in the cold, has he? Oklahoma.
I mean, he's played in the NFC West, so not a lot of that as far as experience on the pro level on a consistent basis either. And, of course, he plays in an indoor stadium when he was with the Cardinals, so I don't know that. The arm is strong enough. It won't be physical limitations. He may just not like it.
But man, if it snows more than 4 inches,
you think he's going to fall into a snowdrift? Is that what you're saying?
Oh my god!
He keeps falling.
That's just awful. All
right. That was my thing with Drake May. Do we remember? Well, he struggled because of the cold weather and the bad weather. He's the New England Patriots quarterback. That's his whole deal.
Guess what?
He's going to spend his entire career playing in bad weather and important games. If he's not going to be able to do that, they got a problem.
Guess what? They're in trouble.
Yeah.
He can't play in the cold.
You can't use that for the New England Patriots quarterback. He didn't get drafted by the Dolphins.
CJ couldn't play in the cold either.
At least he plays in the AFC South where you've got how many?
Yeah, but he had to go in the playoffs to two cold places.
That's why you go 14-3, John. You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you heard. They started 0-3.
Yeah, I saw that. But going forward with how great they're going to be, you don't have to worry about it once you go 14-3.
No, you don't have to worry about nothing anymore. It's easy then. And that's what they're going to do next year.
See, I got you there. See?
And their home, okay, is their home. Your home is your home. And your home is being taxed. Your home is being taxed probably, more than likely, 88% of the time, it's overtaxed. I faced that when I had my house, and I hated it. And I wish I had Ownwell on my side at the time. I didn't know about Ownwell at the time. I know about Ownwell now, and I know that I would use Ownwell right now. You can sign up in just 3 minutes. They save money on property taxes. It's easy. They have technology you don't have. They beat the government 88% of the time. You don't. They save you on average $774. It's what they do. Ownwell is the best. Ownwell, Ownwell will charge you less than the other companies that do this. This is a business that is going on all over. You, my friends, will benefit from Ownwell. They delivered an average net savings 21% to 51% higher than their competitors, okay? Ownwell saves in Brazoria County. Ownwell saves in Montgomery County. Ownwell saves all over the area. Ownwell, you're looking for the best way to fight your property taxes. 3 minutes to sign up. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. Don't wait. The deadline to protest May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes at Ownwell.com. That's Ownwell.com. Let them know I sent you when you complete your sign up at Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
All right. Welcome back. 713-780-3776. Chandler Rome had in his podcast said that the Paredes thing, we're not even 2 weeks into spring training, we already got an injury. Jeremy Peña. Okay? It's not like this, certainly the Astros, they never experience any injury, so we don't have to worry about having an extra infielder, right? Chandler Rome's of the opinion that it could cause some friction in the locker room. If Paredes is sitting a bunch, I think it's just stupid. If you want to know the truth, he's one of your better hitters. Find a way, You know what? Get him in there. Play him at first one game. Play him at second another game. Throw Altuve out there every once in a while in left field. Jordan in left field. DH Correa, so he has days off. Put him at third. Put Correa at short every once in a while so Jeremy has a day off. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that you can do this.
Yeah.
Is just ridiculous. Because there are going to be injuries. I don't know if you heard. That happens in baseball, and it happens all the time with the Astros. Now, it would be nice to have that left-handed bat in the outfield. Yes, that would be great. But make sure it's a good one.
Is Paredes just going to be a guy when asked through an interpreter, he goes, I play. When they ask him, hey, Isak, you're going to be a guy who doesn't play every day? He goes, I play. I play. We remember when he initially got to spring training, people were like, hey, things are up in the air. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, we got time to decide all that. It wasn't like he was so on board with the thought of not playing every day. He goes, well, we got a spring training and there's time. There's time to figure all that out. So is he going to be a Devers type where he's going to be pretty open about, hey, I'm not doing this thing where I float between positions so I play 3 or 4 times a week. I want to play as many days as I can. Is that what Chandler Rome is talking about?
Well, I mean, you can even do it more than 3 or 4 days a week. I mean, he could be a 5-day-a-week guy. I mean, you can absolutely get your best players in there. You can actually get this
done. Does he want to be a guy, I guess, who is used in a way where you play here one day,
a utility guy?
Yeah. Is that going to be an issue?
I think he was at first yesterday. He's playing third today.
You want to see the field. Yeah, you do.
He's like DeAndre Ayton. They're trying to make me a litmus Diaz.
No.
They're trying to make me
Clint Capela.
Mauricio Dubon. I'm not Mauricio Dubon.
Well, if you can play multiple positions, go play him.
Add some value.
I'm still pissed they didn't put him in left field this offseason. Just catch 1,000 balls a day. Go play left field now. I play left field. Every day.
He
could be in left field every day.
Well, this is why I asked the question. How much does the players wish play a part in this and what they're trying to do? If Paredes is like, nope, not doing it. They tell you what to do, you do that. But that's not how pro sports works today. We generally don't associate it with baseball. We put that on basketball players and football players in some ways. But what if Paredes is like, no, you ain't putting me in left. That ain't what I do. We had it with Devers, and it became a big deal because it's generally not a baseball thing.
It's probably like, trade me then.
Yeah. Well, we want you here.
But not in left. That's not
and
what I
you
came
wanna
here to
do. Be here. Who doesn't want to be in Houston? That's stupid.
Not as a left fielder, though.
Yeah, why not?
Jordan would love to play him. Jordan loves left field if I'm Paredes. Play that guy there. I'll be a DH. If you're that desperate to have me in the lineup, I'll be a DH. I don't want to play left. I wonder if this is what he's referencing. Guys are pretty locked in about what they want, and that is something they got to manage. And maybe that's why they were so willing to try to trade someone, because the guys are pretty strong about who they or where they want to play.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But if I'm him, let me go out there. I want to be out there. If I want to be in Houston.
Well, yeah.
I got 2 years left of team control. I know they didn't win. They didn't get there last year, but he was hurt most of the year. They didn't get there in large part because he got hurt. So you owe the team something.
No, here it is.
Yeah. Did they pay him when he was hurt? Yeah, they did.
We know players don't think this way.
Yeah.
Very few of them are like, man, I really owe this team.
I owe the team
something. Yeah, for this, for paying me my contract.
Yeah. No, you owe. You sat around.
That's right.
Did nothing.
Eating Cheetos.
Cheetos.
On the couch. Getting orange crap all over the place.
Wait, didn't he try to come back early?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. So, you're so disrespectful.
It doesn't matter.
You're so
how many games did they pay him where he didn't play?
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
We thought he was done for.
It doesn't matter. How many games did they pay him that he didn't play?
Players. They paid a lot of players last year.
He's not the only one who got paid.
He was the most important one. Well, Jordan.
Jordan was very important.
What are we talking about?
Jordan, we're used to that. We don't need that out of Paredes with a hamstring.
If the Astros even said
get back
that,
out, rub some dirt on it, get back out there.
If the Astros even
get in left field.
You know what he would say? He would just say three words. Lance McCullers Jr.
Christian Javier. He could say more than three words.
Okay. If you're going to the Lance McCullers Jr. card, that means you don't want. You're just never going to play. Okay.
No, we're talking about guys who are getting paid.
Well, I know
we're not doing anything.
But, you're paying Lance McCullers. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't saying, oh, you're paying Lance McCullers. You know what? I can miss all this time too. No, you can't.
No, this is just this. Of course, this is all made up. And John said, you know who's never going to have that discussion with a player? Dana Brown. Yeah. Hey, what are you complaining about? We paid you all that money, and when you weren't. That's a fan / John who does this.
Just do it.
Just get out there.
Take a thousand fly balls a day, and let's go.
Take a discount. Don't you want a hometown discount? I've been here for six
months. Oh, they gave
hometown
him money.
Discount.
They gave him money. They gave him money on the 10 to 2 years.
This is the deal. You yell at the player about taking a discount when he has no.
No, he's. Oh. Okay. Since when is $13 million not money anymore?
Market value. Give me what my market is. That's
whatever.
All.
In this economy, it's nothing.
Thank you.
$13 million.
Thank you.
In this
finally
economy.
Finally, some sense being used.
Okay.
That's all you got for me is $13 million?
That's it.
I can't even. What do you want me to? I can't even buy a house in River Oaks.
He's like, I'm shortening my life by playing in the outfield and in the hot Houston summers. You know what type of life
in the air conditioning?
You know what type of life expectancy I would have had if I was playing in a cooler environment?
In the air conditioning at Daikin?
Now when that roof's open, it gets a little warm
in there. Pasadena.
Yeah.
Oil refineries everywhere.
That's you, not me, Pasadena. That's the real.
Yeah, Pasadena.
Man, speaking of expensive.
That's Rosenberg coming at you.
John, I'm looking at, I was like, I woke up and I was like, man, what a new cowboy hat. Dude, these things are $500 now.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell's happening?
Yeah.
I mean, a cowboy hat was for the everyday man.
Cowboy gear now. Better bring some money. You're going to wear some cowboy gear.
The rodeo, Western wear, all of this is... It's just for the 1%.
Yeah, go to Republic Boot Company.
They're trying to price out
deal.
The people who are turning their culture into
get
a costume.
Get your best deal.
They don't want you turning their culture into a costume. They're pricing you out.
Republic Boot Company. Hook your man up.
Your man? What have you done for them?
Listen to the show. Support the advertisers.
How? By listening to the show? Did you go there? You're asking for a discount. How are you supporting them?
Not a discount. A free. Not I.
Oh,
no.
Free. Oh,
I don't want free. Percentage.
That's no. not supporting
I want
100%. That's not supporting the advertiser.
No. We're all about Republic Boot Company, okay? That's where you get your gear on.
If you
get
are...
better prices, get the best... Yeah, that's what we're
that's
about.
What we're saying. If you're planning on going to the rodeo, which is ongoing, where do you go get your stuff?
Republic Boot Company.
And okay. also...
Get your mortgage, refi.
No, not this time.
No, not at Republic.
Also...
no, I'm saying in general. I thought we were going to all the advertising.
No, it's March Madness, of course. You've heard John talk about it.
That's
but
it.
We're having our Bracket Madness, and it's coming soon thanks to our presenting sponsor, Golden Nugget, Ooh. Lake Charles.
What?
Also, and our two supporting sponsors, Two Creeks Crossing Resort and the aforementioned Republic Boot Company.
Can I win a hat if I win the bracket?
I don't know that.
I don't know. Yeah, you
Maybe.
Might.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I'm gonna go all out for this bracket.
Go get it, brother. And go watch all the tournament games at the Golden Nugget. Well, I mean, if you want to watch, you got a little bit of time, take the time off. Go Thursday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Doesn't get any better watching the tournament. Golden Nugget, Lake Charles with the DraftKings Sportsbook. Or if you're in the Blue Martini, that's fine too. All the TVs in the casino will have the games on as well. The Cadillac Bar is kid-friendly. You can bring your kids there, watch the games there. They'll have all the games on. Multiple TVs to see every game. You're not going to miss one. Kiosks right there where you can get your gamble on. Or you gamble right there at the DraftKings Sportsbook. I don't know how many seats are available in the DraftKings Sportsbook. I do know that you take in your time. Hurry. Act. Let's go. Let's not waste any more time. Make your reservations at the Golden Nugget DraftKings Sportsbook because it's so much fun. Just a couple hours down the road. You know, you could just go for Thursday or you could just go for Friday if you want to drive there, drive back. That's fine. Whatever. Or you want to stay over. You got the hotel, beautiful hotel, and all the restaurants. Make a weekend of it. GoldenNuggetLC.com, not just for the tournament, but anytime you want to get your gamble on, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, GoldenNuggetLC.com.